Report, baby formula shortage intensifies with 30% out of stock. By Amy Furr on July 30, 2022. American families continue to struggle as the baby formula shortage has intensified, with 30% of brands reportedly out of stock. Arizona and Wyoming families felt the brunt of the problem as their out-of-stock rates hit 44 and 42%, the Daily Mail reported Saturday. The report noted that President Joe Biden, along with the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, made it easier for foreign manufacturers to get shipments into the country, and appealed to companies such as Nestle and Reckitt to step up production. However, in-stock rates when it came to formula failed to reach normal levels, even though trends appeared to show inventory had increased. The nation reported a 30% out-of-stock rate on Friday, based on data from the week ended July 24. The week prior, ending July 17, the out-of-stock rate was 32%, the Mail article said. During a recent interview on CNN, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, addressed the formula shortage, noting that Operation Fly Formula, the Biden administration initiative that was meant to help, has only produced 1 week of baby formula. Meanwhile, migrant farm workers in America were forced to journey to Mexico to get baby formula as the shortage dragged on, Breitbart News reported Thursday. In recent weeks, migrant farm workers along the U.S.-Mexico border have crossed into Mexico to find baby formula, worker groups claim in protest to the situation. The issue has been a sore spot for President Joe Biden since the Food and Drug Administration shut down one of the largest formula production facilities earlier this year. At the time of the closing, officials did not have a plan to avoid a shortage. The closing of the Abbott facility in Michigan affected several types of baby formula, including the popular brand Similac. The issue has also led to stockpiling and skyrocketing prices. However, Mexico has been able to keep its shelves fully stocked with the same brands in short supply to the north. In May, establishment media tried to defend Biden by apparently confirming the administration was providing baby formula to people crossing the border and illegal aliens at the United States-Mexico border, according to Breitbart News.